I'm so excited to be here with you in the presence of God to share God's word with you. Like Prince rightly said, I'm King George, and I believe God is here to bless all of us, to lift up our spirit, to help us to know us, to help us to know His way, and to move accordingly to His spirit. And I've been following Youth Empowerment Ministry for a long time on social media, and I've seen how God is blessing the ministry, how God is using you guys to expand His kingdom, to show His power, to tell the youth it is possible to be a student and at the same time a powerful Christian. And I bless God for what God has been using the president of YEM and the executives, what God has been using them to do in the lives of our youth in America and across the coast of America. And I must tell you, I'm so excited to be here and honored to be here to share God's word with you. But before that, I want to encourage our president and the executives and members to move on, to keep firing the word of God, to keep pushing the kingdom of God, because that is all that we are born to do, to serve the master, to serve His cause, to push His kingdom. I believe someone is excited to be here and to enjoy the presence of God this moment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And this morning or this moment, we are looking at the workings of the anointing. You know, it's very, very important as Christians to know the place of the anointing when it comes to ministry, when it comes to business, when it comes to academic work, when it comes to our day-to-day dealings with people. The anointing is very, very, very important. We cannot do without it. Jesus was born, and from age 0 to age 12, we only heard of Him once. That was when He got lost in the chapel. He was lost. But after age 12 to age 30, we didn't even hear of our Master Jesus anymore. But by age 30, something dramatic happened. What happened in the life of Jesus? At the end of the day, He was baptized in Jordan. And then the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. And after that, news about Him began to spread. When Jesus was anointed, everyone in Capernaum, everyone in Jerusalem, everyone in Tyre and Sidon, everyone within the vicinity of Israel heard about Jesus. The anointing is an essential element when it comes to the life of the believer. And when the anointing comes upon you, your life will never be the same. And I know this moment, even as we speak into the airwaves, the anointing of God is coming upon you wherever you are right now.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Good. In Isaiah chapter 51, we have an important story or scripture there in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 up to 3. The Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." And look at verse 3. "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified." Praise the Lord. Now, you look at this scripture, and the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach. So even for your preaching to be very powerful, for people to be excited about your preaching, for people to be excited and be impacted by your ministry, you must be anointed.
Amen.
You must be anointed. The anointing of God must rest on your life. And one day something happened in the life of Elisha. He was moving along with his master Elijah. And Elijah told Elisha, very soon I will leave this world. And before I leave, what do you want me to do for you as my servant? And Elisha came up with an answer. He said, I want the double portion of the anointing of God upon your life. Elisha didn't ask for the wife of Elijah. Elisha didn't ask for the house of Elijah. Elisha didn't ask for the cart or the chariot of Elijah. But Elisha requested for the anointing of God upon the life of Elijah. And Elijah said, he said, this one thing you have requested is difficult. But if you see me go, you have it. And it's amazing, as they journeyed, they came across the River Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and struck River Jordan, and something happened. The water divided into two. And that day, men walked on dry ground because of the anointing. And now, Elijah was taken away by God, and Elisha saw everything. And by the grace of God, the anointing rests on the life of Elisha. Now, Elisha was coming back to the city. He came and met the same River Jordan. And praise God, the man lifted the mantle of Elijah and struck it. And by the virtue of the anointing, the water parted into two. That is the power of the anointing. Dividing the water into two was the act of the anointing. And I pray this moment, praise the Lord, that the anointing of God will rest upon you wherever you are, so that you begin to do signs and wonders for Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Great. Now, someone may ask, so King George, what is the meaning of the anointing? When we say the anointing, what does it mean? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. So when we talk about the anointing is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. One more time, the anointing is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. The anointing is the empowerment of the Spirit of God for supernatural accomplishment. That means when the anointing of God is upon you, in literal terms, we are talking about the power of God resting on your life. The supernatural abilities of God resting on a man's life, turning a man to do the extraordinary things for God. You know, God can do certain things that human beings cannot do. And when the anointing of God is upon your life, you accomplish supernatural things. You accomplish the extraordinary things. You accomplish or you produce extraordinary results. So when we talk of the anointing, in simple terms, we are talking about the empowerment of God. When the hand of God comes on the life of a man, that is the anointing. And as I preach and teach right now, I pray and I ask that the hand of God will come upon you wherever you are, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
One thing we should understand is that the anointing is not limited to the work of ministry. That the anointing is not only for preaching and teaching and ministering the word of God or doing the work of God. No, the anointing is not limited. And this point reminds me of my days when I used to teach at the basic level. I remember one day I went to class, I went to school to teach, and it was break time. And my student, one of the students, came to me and said, "Sir, there's a boil around my leg." So when I touched it, I could feel it. I could see the boil there. And I asked him, "Do you believe God can heal you?" He said, "Yes, I believe God can heal me." And I placed my hand on the boil and I prayed. I said, "Can I pray with you?" He said, "Yes, pray with me." And I prayed. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, your word tells us that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Therefore, I rebuke this boil. I command you to leave the body in the mighty name of Jesus." After that prayer, I left this student of mine. I went to the staff common room. By the time I came back, my student was on the pitch playing football. So I called a student to call the gentleman for me. And I asked, "What's wrong with you? You are playing football with your leg?" He said, "Yes, sir. Sir, after the prayer, something went through my leg. And before I was aware, the boil had vanished."
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So understand that the anointing is not limited to the work of ministry. I was a teacher, a normal classroom teacher. And the anointing worked for this boy. The boy was healed instantly. And I know most of you are students going about your academic work. But listen, I pray this morning, this moment, that the anointing of God rest upon your life in the classroom, in the examination hall, wherever you find yourself, that the anointing of God rest on you.
Amen.
One day I read and I had a testimony, and I was so amazed by this testimony. There was this businessman who had a lot of items in the shop, and he was selling those items and no one would purchase the item. He went to the pastor's office, informed the pastor about his predicament. And then the pastor said, "I'll come to your shop." He came to the shop, laid hands on the items and said, "Goons be gone." The following day, an articulator landed at his place and carried every item in his shop. Why? Because the anointing was at work. The anointing was at work. The anointing will help you to accomplish the supernatural. The anointing will help you to produce extraordinary results. I know 1 year you are producing results because of the anointing. I know youth empowerment ministry, you are taking the whole of America, Asia, Africa for Christ because of the anointing.
Amen.
The anointing of God is resting on all of you.
Amen.
So, people of God, understand that the anointing is not limited, like I said, to the work of ministry. As a student, you need the anointing. As a lawyer, you need the anointing. As a doctor, you need the anointing. Oh, Jesus, you can imagine a doctor who is anointed. You can imagine a student who is anointed. You can imagine a lawyer who is anointed. The person will not be operating in the realm and the class of men, but you will be operating from the realms of the spirit, number one. Number two, you will be operating from the level of God. That makes the difference. That is why we say that the anointing makes the difference. When you have the anointing, the way you carry yourself about is different from any other person. And I thank God that the anointing of God is resting on you this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, a very powerful scripture. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, talking about our Master and our Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Oh, Jesus, I like it. He said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. Look at it. And healing all. He didn't heal some. He didn't heal many. He didn't heal most of them. He healed all. Why? Because he was anointed. And I thank God the anointing of God is coming upon you so strong this moment that as even in your school, in your home, at the workplace, when someone is sick, the anointing will move out from your hands and heal all.
Amen.
And heal all. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
He said he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You know, when you are anointed, the devil will be under your feet. You wouldn't be afraid of the devil. You wouldn't be afraid of demons. Why? Because the hand of God is upon your life. Moses ran away from Egypt. And God met him and said, get back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh is a type of the devil. And then Moses got back to Egypt with the hand of God, with the anointing of God. And you can imagine an ordinary person like Moses facing the president of the day. And he went in front of Pharaoh, and without mentioning the title of Pharaoh, he said, Pharaoh, let my people go. No protocol. He broke the protocol of the day. Why? Because the anointing of God was upon his life.
Amen.
And I pray for all of you on the line right now, amen, that because of the anointing you are receiving right now,
yes,
you will get up and break the protocol of the day. You will get up and break the records of the day. You will get up and break the status quo and move on under the authority of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Now, let's move on and look at some of the workings of the anointing. The few minutes we have, let's look at the workings of the anointing. Number one, the anointing guarantees your protection. Number one. The anointing guarantees your protection. Let me say it again. The anointing guarantees your protection. It means that when you are anointed, you are protected. It means that when you are anointed, you are safe. It means that when you are anointed, it means you are secured. When you are anointed, there is a shield around you. When you are anointed, no devil, no demon can touch your life. When the anointing of God rests on your life, you walk in the class of Jesus. Until you give up the ghost willingly, no one can touch your life.
Amen.
And why am I saying that? I am saying that because the scripture tells me so. In Psalm 105, the book of Psalm 105, verse 14 and 15, he said, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. And look at verse 15, saying, touch not my anointed, praise the Lord. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed. And you are the anointed of the Lord. And God is saying that the enemy cannot touch you. Why? Because you have the anointed of God. That means if the devil tries to mess up with you, God will mess up with him. That is the meaning. He says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. I declare unto you that you are anointed of God. Therefore, the enemy is not permitted to touch you. When you drive on the highway, when you sit in the airplane, when you are on the bus, when you are in the journey, the enemy is not permitted to touch you. Why? Because you are anointed.
Amen.
Now, we have a clear example in the life of Moses. Look at Moses approaching Pharaoh. It's like an ordinary person approaching Donald Trump in our day. And how can you approach Donald Trump without protocols? But he approached him and said, Pharaoh, let my people go. And nobody could touch Moses. Why? Because when you are anointed, it guarantees your safety. That is why the Bible says in Psalm 91, he said that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my shield and my buckler, my Lord in whom I trust. He said, thousands will fall on your right hand, and 10,000 will fall at your right hand. And I like it. He said, with your eyes, you shall see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because you have been anointed. So understand that when the anointing of God comes upon you, the first thing it does is that it guarantees your protection. And I declare upon you right now that you are protected.
Amen.
You are protected.
Amen.
You walk in the safety of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Psalm 89, in Psalm, the book of Psalm 89, verse 20 up to 23, he said, I have found David my servant. He said, with my holy oil have I anointed him. With my holy oil have I anointed him. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. He said, the enemy shall not exact upon him. So listen, understand that when you are anointed, the enemy shall not overpower you. You are protected. Number two, let's look at the workings of the anointing. Point two, the anointing grants unto you wisdom. Wisdom. When you are anointed, your mind is quickened. When you are anointed, you operate in the class of God. When you are anointed, your mind is sharpened more than your peers. Now, when Jesus was on earth, something dramatic happened. One day they came to Jesus, they asked him questions, he answered them. They were coming to Jesus with a lot of questions. And then one day he decided to also ask them a simple question. He asked them the question they couldn't answer. And Bible says, from that day onward, they were afraid to ask him questions. Why? Because the wisdom that was oozing out of Jesus was strong, was very powerful. You see, when you read the Bible in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 up to 3, he said, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord," that is the anointing shall rest upon him.
Hallelujah.
"The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." And now look at verse 3. He said, "And shall make him of quick understanding." And the anointing shall make him of quick understanding. You know, I know some of us are students, and we must excel in our course of study. Every course we are pursuing in the university, in our colleges, we must excel. And listen, when you are anointed, what it does is that it quickens your understanding. Therefore, this moment I pray and I release the anointing of God upon you, and I ask that your mind be quickened, that you should understand far better than even your lecturers. I release the anointing of God upon you right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you are anointed, your mind becomes very sharp, very effective. You understand more than your teachers. What are the workings of the anointing? Let's look at point 3. The anointing breaks yokes. Praise the Lord. The anointing breaks yokes. When you are anointed, or when the anointing of God comes upon you, every yoke is broken. Now, when we say yoke, what is the meaning of yoke? Yoke simply means a burden. Yoke simply means a load. Yoke simply means a weight, an oppression, an addiction, which is not of God. And when someone is anointed, or when the anointing comes upon someone, what the anointing does is that it breaks the yoke. It destroys the yoke. And we see this one in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Look at Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. He said, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away off thy neck, and his yoke from off thy shoulder." And I like this portion. He said, "And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And right now, I pray any yoke, any bondage, any spirit of heaviness, any burden, any oppression, I release the anointing right now. And I break that yoke off your neck, and I break that yoke off your life, and I declare, be free, be loose, be free, be loose, be free, be loose. Be free, amen. Be loosed, yes, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command that sickness to leave your body right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I command that pain around your neck to leave your body now in the name of Jesus. I command that pain in the arm, in the stomach, to leave right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I beat that addiction in the name of Jesus. That addiction which is not of God, I rebuke it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Understand that the anointing breaks yokes. The anointing is there. The anointing is God's hammer. It's God's power to break yokes. The anointing. The anointing. To clear every burden of your life. The anointing. The anointing. And right now, even as I speak and preach to you right now, I see the anointing of God resting on someone's life right now.
Hallelujah.
And I command that heaviness to leave you.
Amen.
I command that heaviness to leave you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The anointing breaks yokes. It breaks yokes. Understand it. That the anointing of God, it breaks yokes. I remember in those days, and there was this lady suffering from a chronic disease, and we were hosting a program, and the man of God called this lady. He laid hands on this girl, and the girl could even feel the pain at that moment. And the man of God prayed a simple prayer, and less than 2 minutes, the girl started shouting that the pain is gone, that the pain is gone. That the pain is good. Listen, that is the power of God driving away that demon, the power of God pushing away that demon and bringing liberty and setting the captives free, making the oppressed loose. That is the anointing. The anointing is there to break yokes. Now, let's catch this revelation. It's very powerful. Now, when someone is under bondage, the anointing is there to break it. Then someone may ask, King George, what about if someone is not under bondage? Praise God. If someone is not under bondage and the person is anointed, it means that when the yoke is now coming upon the person, or the bondage is coming, or the heaviness is landing on the head of the person, because of the anointing, the bondage, the yoke cannot even work.
Wow.
I don't know whether you get it. That you said that the anointing breaks yokes. Yes. When someone is under bondage and you release the anointing upon the person, by virtue of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. What about someone who is not under any bondage and the person is anointed? It means that the bondage cannot even come and rest on the person. And now I release the anointing of God upon you right now.
Amen.
Therefore, in the name of Jesus, as you are anointed this hour, yokes, bondages, burdens cannot come within your territory in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let me give you the final one. The final one is this. The anointing will announce you. The anointing will announce you. The anointing, it will announce you to your world. You see, when you are anointed and you get to a new territory, you don't need to even advertise yourself. The anointing will advertise you. The anointing will give you identity. That is the work of the anointing. In Luke chapter 4, thank you, dear Lord Jesus, I sense the anointing. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went. Let's pick it from verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. That means Jesus returned in the anointing into Galilee. And look at it. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Praise the Lord. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and there went out a fame of him. Jesus did not advertise himself, but the anointing advertised him. The anointing gave him identity. And I thank God I release the anointing of God upon you right now. And some of you get back to school next week, next month. Listen to me. The anointing will give you identity among your peers.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing will make you different from your classmates. Mm-hmm. The anointing will make you different from your colleagues. The anointing will give you identity. The anointing will let you stand out among the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, a thing went out. A theme of him through all the region round about him. He didn't advertise himself, but the anointing announced him to his world. And I thank God at this moment, the anointing of God is coming upon you strong, and
mm-hmm.
the anointing is announcing you
mm-hmm.
to your world.
Amen.
The anointing is announcing you to your world.
Okay.
And the anointing is bringing unto you favor. In conclusion, as I conclude, understand that the power of God, the anointing of God, can be activated every day, every now and then, by staying hooked to your God, by making sure that you have a personal relationship with Jesus every day of your life. By making sure that your prayer altar is intact.
Right.
By making sure that your consecration level is intact. And as you do these things, you maintain the anointing. And as you do these things, the hand of God will continue to rest upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
And I pray right now.
Amen.
And I believe you can join me in prayer. I pray right now. Lift up your voice. I pray right now. And I release the favor of God upon you. I release the anointing upon you. I pray for the anointing of God to rest upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let yoke be broken. Let the anointing give you identity. Let the anointing bring you favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to pray this final prayer. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. And then we read in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, he said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This hour, I want you to go before God in prayer, and I want you to remove the name of Jesus from that scripture and replace it with your name. For example, you say, how God should anoint King George, how God should anoint Prince, how God should anoint Michael. So go before God and say, God, I am a candidate for the anointing. Therefore, anoint me this moment. Empower me this moment by your hand. Kindly lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Ya Tuhan, Bapa, In the name of Jesus, I release the anointing of God upon you right now.
In the name of Jesus.
And I pray that whatever was difficult before now becomes very easy for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we have entered the month of September,
hallelujah,
I declare unusual grace upon your spiritual life.
Amen.